This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, our number one on the program, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was started, formed, and formulated on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the program out tonight with some confusing stories that are out there. First of all, in Georgia, more than 2,600 uncounted votes showed up in a rural Georgia county. That's kind of strange, to say the least. And, of course, even though most of the votes went to Donald Trump, it still has him down in Georgia by over 13,000 votes, so it didn't help that much. And it's beginning to look like as if the lawsuits are all going to be centered around one thing, because four states' lawsuits were dropped yesterday about the way the election was tabulated. Instead, they're going after the voting machines.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, Captain. And those states that were to drop the lawsuits right now are Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And I think you're right. I think they will focus on these voting machines. That seems to be the avenue that Sidney Powell, a lawyer who's now joined the Trump team, seemed to be most interested in. And again, it's this idea that these machines, you know, are designed evidently to switch the votes around. Also, I think in some cases, Captain, they were actually connected to the Internet, which was, shall we say, a definite no-no. And
well, it was more than a no-no. They don't even know if they got if the machines were taking control of at that time or not, because they were, in fact, hooked up to the Internet, which would have allowed anybody to do that.
Well, precisely. And so, again, what an irregularity. And, of course, it goes without saying we'd be having a different conversation if this was the Biden camp looking to expose the machines that were connected to the Internet. That's all you'd ever hear about in the mainstream media. But, of course, for Donald Trump, it's a different story. But still in all, you know, Captain, we keep hearing throughout the pandemic, we keep hearing follow the science, follow the science. Well, let's follow the technology on this. And because there is a right and wrong answer, let's find out what it is.
Well, here's what we're banking everything on right now, and I believe President Trump is banking everything on this, too. Sidney Powell said, and this is the quote, "We're fixing to overturn the results of the election in multiple states." Now, the voting machines, the Dominion system, was used in 25 of the 50 states across America. 22 of the Democratic states had it for sure, and 3 Republican states. They probably right now wish that they didn't. Now, that being said, this is where the challenge lies right now, because we know those machines are capable, and when they were used by the CIA and other countries, as well as in Europe, for nefarious reasons, they were used to overturn elections.
Exactly right. And, Captain, I know this may be a rhetorical question, but one would wonder, how in the heck did these machines get to be used then in the United States? It seems to be absolutely anathema to our free and fair, open, and legitimate
election. I can answer that. The nefarious people that operate in the United States wanted the capability to be able to control the election the way they wanted. That's why.
It would certainly seem to be. And Americans should be outraged by this, but I think they're also looking for what is the mechanism. I think that they're expecting, of course, Donald Trump, President Trump, to continue these lawsuits, and in some way, by some avenue, it will go to the Supreme Court. We just don't know exactly how yet, and whether or not the Supreme Court will even take up the case, depending on what they bring in front of the court or to the court to hear it.
Well, the Democrats were well aware that the only way that they could beat Donald Trump was to cheat.
That's very true.
And they found a system that would do just that. And this system was around, I might add, in 2012 and was tried on a much smaller degree in parts of the United States.
That's right. You know, Captain, it all goes together. The Democrats were campaigning. You and I talked about it a lot. They seemed to be campaigning with the notion that they were losing this thing, that they kind of knew they were going to lose. Of course, they hedged their bets, evidently, with this whole system, it would appear. And so it just all kind of goes together. There's no groundswell out there saying, oh, good, Joe Biden's going to be the president. I don't hear it. I just don't hear anybody saying anything like that. If anything, I think people are stunned. They expected Donald Trump to win.
Well, yeah, and they did what they could to see to it that it wasn't. They were determined to see to it that Donald Trump would be a one-term president. Now, it's not over yet, but and the Supreme Court is definitely going to have the final say in all this. We all know that. But still, how many times did it take Gore and Bush to get to the Supreme Court?
I think it took at least 2 times.
Yep, first time the Supreme Court says nope. Can't hear it. They had to go back and rework it again and get it in as quickly as they could. And it took a second time to do it, so don't be surprised. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to give a call, Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, I saw Mike Gallagher yesterday, talked to him for about 15 minutes. He was here in the studio, his studio, right around the corner from me. And I talked to him, and we had a little chat, talked about Sidney Powell. And it was kind of an interesting conversation we had because we both agreed that everything is in Sidney Powell's lap right now. As she goes, so Trump goes, one way or the other. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for just about 5 years right now. And simply put, folks, it works. The problems that I have with my left ankle, my left leg, that swells and starts to get very painful because of what happened to me at the World Trade Center. I take it twice a day, take it in the morning when I get up so I have some mobility to start with. And then I take it at night when the swelling starts to set in again from my day's activities, and it goes down again. And I did that about midnight, about 2 hours ago, my time, and it's everything is fine. It's working very comfortably. Now, what I like about Relief Factor is it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all things that are good for your body and its natural response to inflammation, and it helps to lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. Now, it is 100% drug-free. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you have, too. It also supports the healing progress in your body and the healthy joints and muscles that you need to have. Now, you can check out the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And over there, you'll see the 1995 3-week quick start package to get things started. Costs about a dollar a day. And then you'll have an opportunity to know right then and there whether or not it's going to work for you. And again, the website that the Pete and Seth Talbot gave me is relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. 1995, the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. See what it can do for you and see if it'll help you like it has tens of thousands of other people all across the country and around the world. Okay. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Again, Gallagher and I talked, and we both agree that Sidney Powell is in control of the destiny here. How she goes is how this whole thing is going to go.
Well, I think you're right, because she seems to be the one that is most focused in terms of where, what they, you know, where they're going to make their stand. They seem to be making their stand again with the notion of these machines, and that they have, were able to switch, you know, literally millions of votes when all was said and done. And to make statements like we're getting ready to overturn election results in several states, that's a pretty big statement.
That's her reputation, and if she's wrong, she's done.
She's done, exactly. Now, of course, as we know, Captain, three of four of the president's attorneys are withdrawing from representing him, I believe, in Pennsylvania.
Correct.
They did issue a statement, or rather in the motion that was filed, it said that the plaintiffs, meaning, of course, the Trump campaign, and the attorneys that are listed, have reached a mutual agreement that they would be best served if they withdraw from the case, and a new attorney named Mark A. Scaringi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, represents the plaintiff in the case. So they may be having a realignment. It's not clear if the attorneys are withdrawing because they think their client has no case, sort of a thing. But again, it simply may be that they're trying to sort of hone in on what they're trying to do, because let's be honest, they have a very narrow path to try to get to where they need to be. The time is not on their side, but yet the president is tenacious. I don't think he's going to give up, but it all depends on how the courts react and the kinds of election law that's being practiced here. It is not going to be easy.
And Stephen Thailand is saying the voting machines appear to have been another Democratic insurance policy to make sure President Trump was put out of office. They held back implementing this insurance until after Trump won Florida. Well, you might remember, Kyle, that night we were on the air. You were on the air with me.
Okay.
Trump won Florida, and it was three hours before another state was called.
Well, that's right. And then they stopped counting.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like it's one of those things. If you're watching a movie, and all of a sudden this is how the plot was unfolding, you'd say, aha, yes, the nefarious plot is unfolding. And that's exactly what it looked like on election night. Why stop counting the way that they did?
Well, the way it was explained to me is they needed to know how many ballots they needed to come up with.
Right.
That's the way it was explained to me. Now, whether or not that's true or not, I don't know, but that's what was said to me. Now, in the meantime, slow Joe Biden is likely going to be campaigning in Georgia for the runoffs that will shape the Senate. Also in Georgia, the Senate races, it's socialism versus health care and the coronavirus. And, of course, the Georgia Senate candidates are already sparring over debates as Senator Perdue, the incumbent Senator Perdue, Republican, has declined to have any more debates. And this challenger, Ossoff, who's a socialist from the word go, wants six.
Six debates. Yeah, between now and January, first part of January.
January, I believe it's the 6th.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's the 5th. I think it's the 5th now to think about it. Yeah.
Well, there's no doubt that what is at stake here, not only for the state of Georgia, but for our country, is just incalculable. The idea that you could have Chuck Schumer running amok in the Senate is really that's the nightmare scenario.
And the other thing we're hearing more of in the Senate runoffs is there are some members of the Democratic Party encouraging people on social media and elsewhere to temporarily move to Georgia just to vote in the election. I need to warn everybody, that is a felony. You can't do that in the state of Georgia. Because if you do that, you have to come down to Georgia, you have to change your driver's license over, you have to have an address, not a post office box at the BYZ lounge or something like that, but you have to have an address. Most people would be using a hotel room about that time. And then you can't just pick up and leave and go somewhere else. That is a felony for which you will be prosecuted.
Well, exactly right. But it does show the links. And again, can you win the election on the merits? That's a really good question. And of course, I think some, corrupt politicians would say, I don't care. I don't care about winning on the merits. I just want to win. And that's what we're seeing going on in many respects.
Yeah. Now, there are other things going on here in the world in which we live in. One of them happens to be the tremendous news that came out yesterday from Moderna. that said that their vaccine, their coronavirus vaccine, is 94.5% effective in the clinical trials that are out there, which is even better than the one that came out from Pfizer.
Yeah, isn't that something? And here we go. I mean, this is a moonshot of modern times here. We're seeing another basic moonshot happening, and that is to be able to literally, you know, invent whatever you need to have in order to save the day. And here we are. Now, of course, are we going to continue to hear people on the left say, as if Donald Trump personally concocted this, you know, in the residence of the White House or something, but of course he didn't. But for political purposes, are we going to continue to hear the kind of pushback on something that is so important to so many people? They want to get back to normal, and that's what a vaccine can help do.
Do you find it rather amazing that we've had two vaccines come out immediately after the election?
I do. Isn't that, because you would think that these vaccine companies would somehow have known a while ago that this was effective, because then they go back and double check it and all these things, but certainly right after the election is quite interesting.
Well, I'm sure they did know, and I'm not sure, but Big Pharma and President Trump were not exactly in love with each other, because he was trying to lower prescription prices.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so, again, I mean, the anti-Trump politics and all this, it's just permeated our society so greatly, where you have people thinking it's okay to trash ballots or throw them in the ditch or burn them up or any of these kinds.
Yeah. Now, we did have one other important thing that came out yesterday. It appears that the Pentagon is going to be drawing down the troops in Afghanistan in half, once again, down to about 2,500. That should be done between now and the first of the year is what we're hearing.
That's right. And again, this is all part of President Trump's basic policies of trying to bring the troops home. Now, you got neocons, you got people that will line with Biden and all that. And I think a lot of people have a legitimate fear that we're going to see rises in troop deployments and so forth in a Biden administration.
And whiny Biden was complaining yesterday about, oh, we're not getting intelligence briefings, and we're not getting this, and we're not getting that, and oh, we need that, and we're going to have to hit the ground, and we're going to be behind, and they're behind. They were behind before they started. Who are they kidding?
Right. Well, let's see. We know exactly what Joe Biden's going to do first day. It doesn't matter what's actually going on. He's going to get back in the Iran nuclear deal, for goodness sake.
Going to rescind all the Trump orders, executive orders, which is what Trump did to Obama just about. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy, give him the phone number. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Moderna announced on Monday that early data from trials on its coronavirus vaccine shows it's nearly 95% effective at stopping infections. The news comes after Pfizer and BioNTech announced last week that their vaccine was 90% effective. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells Fox News that thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, some Americans will be able to be vaccinated starting in December.
This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs, and now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money on your insurance policy for years and years and years, including me for the last 15 years. And all you got to do to get a quote on your policy is to go to the website Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and while you're there, give them your zip code. You'll get a price comparison, cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, a boat, an ATV. They'll insure all that for you, too. And then here's something else that'll help you save money. If you've got homeowners or renters insurance, they'll also give you a quote on that. And if you do what I do, bundle your homeowners together with your vehicle, you'll save a bundle of money. Now, that's just me talking. So, the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Type in your zip code, get yourself a quote. All right, first of all, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got a couple of callers. I'm going to go to the first one. It's Frank in Clearwater. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Captain. I hope you both are well.
We are. What's on your mind, sir?
Just trying to see if everything's still moving forward. We know that Sidney Powell is on top of the voter situation, but what about Barr and Durham keeping the Biden corruption family at bay? And with the new things with stealing the money from the Cancer Society, wouldn't some of this all be great news to break loose now to put Biden back in a corner and start defending himself?
Well, it would, in my opinion, but I don't think it's going to happen. So we'll let Kyle answer it, and thanks for the call, Frank. Okay, Kyle, what say you?
Well, I think anything coming out about Biden right now is not going to be taken up in basically in the mainstream media, the major news channels,
that's
and so forth. Yeah, they are 100% pushing this narrative, and they will continue to do so. And anybody would be, in fact, you would probably, they would probably label it as being, having disunity or that kind of talk, and say, or it's Russian propaganda again.
Or totally political to release something like that, because it probably would be used against them, is my theory. And somebody that would know more about that than us is Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. So, Dan DeMann, what's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. It's just cold and windy up here tonight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Just got done walking my daughter's dog, Cleo. So we're both about ready to hit the rack.
All right.
What I called... was the way Trump's staff is acting.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't know if it's Trump or whatever it is. I've never seen a White House staff that just goes off and blows like a cannon. You should put a gag order on all his top staff. Anything you say publicly will be cleared by the communications office in the White House.
Yep.
Fauci runs his mouth like he, now he's... chief of staff for the president. He's out there, well, I want a good transition. That is pure politics, pure political.
Yeah, he's campaigning for the Biden administration. We all know it. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's time for him to be put in a hole and shut up until this transition happens. If it happens, we'll see what Powell can do. But it's just, you know, and now a couple of other his secretaries have done the same thing, and I've never seen this before.
Director of National Intelligence came out and said something on Sunday, too. The DNI.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, the White House staff, the executive office of the president needs to be pruned back anyway. There's a lot of things we have that are duplicate.
Yep.
I mean, like the National Security Council. I don't know why we have it. Gerald Ford didn't even know why we had it.
Uh-huh.
I got the chairmen of the Joint Chiefs. Every service in the Pentagon has a planning agency.
They've all got their own intelligence, too, every one of them.
Right. And that dovetails right into what I'm saying. As Dwight Eisenhower used to say, plans are useless. Planning
uh-huh.
is essential.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of where we're at now. So, but I also heard today about him drawing down forces in Afghanistan.
Correct.
All right. Now, listen, if he's going to draw it down to 2,500, pull them all out. Because there's too few to fight and too many to die over there. And historically, Americans have woken up early on a Monday morning or a Sunday morning and found out we've been hit. We don't need another Beirut. And Afghanistan always was a logistical problem because it was landlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Take F-16s 4 hours to get there and 4 hours to get back. If we're in bad shape over there, you know, we're going to have a Beirut. You know, and people don't remember.
Can I tell you a little surprise?
What's that?
I've heard some of the Biden military people, advisors, former military, say that we need to keep troops in Afghanistan.
Well, you know what? That's kind of a continuation of the current president, President Trump. But I don't see where we're going anywhere with this. We're just kind of stagnating over there.
You're right.
But I just don't think 2,500, it could be a shooting range over there to pick off Americans. This would be like hitting fish in a barrel. There's just too few in that country to be left over there. Now, either we're all in or we're all out. That's just it. And right now, nobody wants to. I don't think the country has the stomach or the stamina to go back.
Well, we had a statement. We used, you're in it to win it.
That's right. And right now, we're not.
No.
We're just trying to hold steady. And that's no place for American troops to be in Afghanistan. So that was kind of my comment for the night. I just don't like the way his staff is acting. You're there at his. You should be lucky. Not too many people ever get to be on the White House staff.
Yeah.
And until he leaves office, you follow orders. Fauci, I just can't stand.
Oh,
he runs Major League Baseball. He runs the NFL.
I'm there with you. All right. Well, thanks, Dan.
Okay. You have a good evening, Kyle. You have a good morning too.
All right, and Kyle, Dan brought up a lot of interesting points, and again, I've been hearing, you know, the president, of course, wanted to bring all the troops back out of Afghanistan. That's fine. That was one of his campaign points. We all knew it. But I also heard some of the rumblings coming from the Democratic side of the aisle with people like General McRaven, as well as we heard in the past few days people from General Mattis's, a former military Marine four-star and Secretary of Defense, who, by the way, has been asked to take a role of some sort in the transition for Joe Biden. I don't know what it is, but he wants his expertise on the DOD.
Well, exactly, exactly. But, you know, again, I think people are going to be shocked by a lot of things that a potential Biden administration now will really start doing. I agree with Dan. I think if you're gonna, you don't want to have our people in harm's way.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let's go back to Vietnam. Did Richard Nixon start the war in Vietnam?
Nope.
Did John F. Kennedy start the war in Vietnam?
Well, I know he sent advisors there.
Yeah, but he didn't start a war. The person that started the war in Vietnam was a former military guy, Navy guy, Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And he was the guy that had the big buildup, and he wound up leaving office because of it, because he realized that he was a situation that the way he was doing it, we couldn't win it.
Well, exactly. It became untenable. Nixon was the one, I think, basically to try to make sure that he could end the Vietnam War.
That's true.
In some way. Peace with honor, I think, is what it was being talked about.
Yeah, and then the second that we left and got everybody out of the embassy and flew out the helicopters off the roof there, in came the North Vietnamese, and they did what they did. But that's a story for another day.
Yep, exactly. But again, and you know, this whole thing, and that's why, again, they sort of flipped the script. You know, oh, the Republicans are warmongers, and they just want to start wars, and on it goes. But that's really...
Well, the reason I said that is it was not a Republican that started that war, or a couple of other ones I could think of. It was a Democrat.
Well, exactly. But again, the foreign policy viewpoint that a Biden administration will have will be very different. That's why people wanted President Trump. They wanted to stop the same old thing, call it deep state, call it whatever you want. But here you had a real outsider coming in and saying, let's actually make changes, especially in foreign policy like that. And of course, he's vilified at every turn. But he made a lot of positive changes.
By the way, did you hear AOC whining and dining about her, the House? We've mistakenly, we've lost the House majority.
Yeah. They lost.
Yes, she can't count.
Well, I think we shouldn't tell her different. We should just tell her, yeah, that was too bad.
Well, I think Nancy is still up in front by about what, maybe 12 or so, and still there's 4 or 5 seats to be determined.
Yeah, but exactly. And whether or not she remains speaker, she probably could. But again, the real story, and again, and it's almost like a broken record. That's for Joe Biden, the record player. You know, broken record, and that is.
I'm going to go home later and listen to my record player.
That's right.
The woman to handle that you crank up.
Yeah, but the Democrats are at war, and the media won't cover it.
All right. Yeah, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back on the Truckers Highway Miner Report. Got quite a bit of weather to talk about, especially out west. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our very good friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stopped by one yesterday in my travels and said howdy, howdy to everybody, and they knew who I was, and I walked inside there, shook some hands, and said howdy, howdy to some folks, and I want us to give a special shout-out to the guys over there in San Antonio. They know exactly where I'm talking about. No, I'm not talking about Texas. I'm talking about I-75. So we appreciate you guys and appreciate you listening to the program and telling people about us and all that, and we that's what it's all about. But the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, and we're going to get it started because we are going to rock. case you haven't figured that one out by now, that's a little AC/DC. It's called No Man's Land. Holy smokes. And let's see here. Are you still sitting down, Kyle?
Nope. I was dancing.
Oh, I'm telling you. You talk about somebody that can get it going. Those guys are it. Okay, well, we're going to go back over here, take a look at the weather. I'm going to read a little statement and turn it over to Kyle because we do have a lot of stuff going on out west. Now, unsettled weather will continue across the Pacific Northwest and into the Northern Rockies this week as several fronts are sweeping gusty to high winds across the higher elevations. We've also got heavy low elevation rain and mountain snow through the region. Above normal temperatures will spread east out of the contiguous U.S. this week from west to east. Now, temperatures 15 degrees above normal are likely over parts of the central United States, but down here in the south, we've got some freeze and some frost warnings, so it's not everywhere. And, Kyle, what is going on out west?
Well, Captain, we do have a lot going on out west. As you mentioned, those high winds, we've got wind advisories literally all over the place. Starting up in Seattle, we've got wind advisories in the Everett, Bellevue, Seattle, Tacoma areas, Olympia. Also, we have a flood watch there in the Chilton area as well. They've got also high winds and coastal flood advisories along the coast near Seattle. We understand they expect big waves as well, and so there's just a lot going on in that part. As we look at the satellite tonight, we're seeing cloud cover all over the Pacific Northwest, including Montana, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and parts of Northern California, even into Nevada. So those systems that are coming in are really massive, no doubt about it. Also, high wind advisories in the middle of the state of Washington as well. High wind advisories in the Klamath Falls area, Medford, Ashland, Grants Pass, as you come down the 5 freeway through Oregon into Northern California. Then we have a flash flood watch, which is there in Northern California near Chester and other areas, basically in between the 5 freeway and the 395. And speaking of the 395, as you head into Reno, Nevada, you've got a high wind warning there as well. Wind advisories on the outskirts near Pyramid Lake. Air quality alert in Central California, and then also high wind advisories in the Los Angeles area. We're not seeing that too much down here in Orange County, but it could be up there north of L.A. Up in Idaho, another winter storm watch, and this is going to be in the Ketchum area. This is all going to be north of I-84, north of Fairfield, north of Cary, there in central Idaho. And then, of course, over in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Laramie, Wyoming, you guessed it, high winds again. That's been in our map, Captain, for many, many days, of course. And to round it out, fire weather watch happening in Pueblo, Colorado, as you go down the I-25 corridor.
Okay, well, coming over into, of all places to be, Alabama, Birmingham, I-20. East-west, you've got a frost advisory there tonight for some cool temperatures in that area. As you go further north, there'll be some cooler temperatures even going up into Tennessee. So Cousin Vinny's probably got his long woolly bullies on tonight. And up in northern Michigan, we've got some chilly temperatures up there. And we've got the water riled up. There's a gale warning out there on Lake Superior. In addition, there's a lot of activity in the Gulf tonight. Gale force winds out, in the middle of the Gulf because we've got that big Category 5 hurricane coming in, Iota, to the Yucatan. And even though it's way down there in the Yucatan, it's got some outer, it's pushing water up into the Gulf. There's going to be some areas from, Louisiana over to the Pensacola area where waters are going to be pushed in there a little higher than normal. Don't know how much yet, but of course, big hurricanes have had a habit of doing stuff like that. And then we've got some coastal flood warnings on the east side of Florida.
from about Palm Beach up to Daytona, and from about Fernandina Beach on up to Brunswick, and gale force winds up along the East Coast from Chesapeake Bay to Long Island, and then up from northern Massachusetts all the way up to Nova Scotia. So that's what we've got in that area right now. Now, the other thing is, folks, of course, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, too. Save you a bunch of money, and you get to build up points and all that good stuff. Well, you know, Kyle, Nancy Pelosi, the gift that keeps on giving, different colored mask every day, right?
Yeah, right, and sometimes it matches.
Yeah.
Whatever she's wearing, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can do that when you're sewing your own clothes, I guess. But either that or she might have some cheap labor doing it for her, you know what I mean? So anyway, social media, she says, is a double-edged sword in terms of communication, democratizing the spread of information. She certainly knows how to do it, doesn't she?
Well, sure, yeah. And in fact, it's become this big problem now, the fact that information has been democratized. You know, again, you know, so many people, Captain, are just fine living in a world where people have different opinions, they put out different things, and we get to discern. But when somebody else, like government, says, well, you can hear this, but you can't hear that, you know, people sort of bristle at that.
Now, a dentist in New York City had something very interesting to say, and he had facts to back it up. You ready for this?
Yeah.
There's a terminology called mask mouth. You ever heard about it?
I haven't. What's that about?
Mask mouth that's by having to wear a mask all the time. Mask mouth is causing tooth decay, bad breath, clenching, and grinding of teeth.
Wow. Well, you know, typically, you know, we're not designed to walk around wearing masks all
nope.
the time and to rebreathe the carbon dioxide and not get enough oxygen. I think that can be a real, real problem. Especially if you exert yourself at all. I mean, if you're breathing through a mask, it's going to start getting a lot worse. But I think it's because you're breathing in onto your mask and it's eventually unsanitary. You have to either change it or wash it frequently.
And Chucky Boy Schumer had a very interesting comment to make yesterday, which I find hilarious.
What's that?
He says, Republicans in Congress are spreading conspiracy theories. Oh, really?
You mean like the Russia collusion conspiracy theory?
Yeah, like that one?
Yeah, like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, like or the Trump needed to be impeached over Ukraine conspiracy theory? Those are bad.
Yeah, and little Dr. Fauci, just to finish this out, he says, we'll get back to normal gradually after the vaccine. You don't know how effective vaccine is for you until you get to try it. Well, thank you, little Dr. Fauci. All right, Kyle Warren will be right back. Hour number two, don't go nowhere. We are coming back after the top of the hour news.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.